A few moments ago, we heard the recitation of the Geshem prayer, which, strangely enough, I suppose, asks God to remember Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Moses. Strange because, presumably, we don't remember them, and God does, and yet we ask God to remember them. And this idea that we need God to remember things, even things that we don't individually ourselves remember, is enshrined in the title of the Yizkor prayer. If you think about it, it's a strange thing that we ask God to do. You could understand saying to God, cherish the soul of the person who has died, or keep that person close, but we don't do that. We ask God to remember them. And if you think about why, you recognize how much we rely on memory to make things real. You know how frustrating it is when you share an experience with someone that's important and then you ask them to remember it and they don't remember? You feel alone, and it's almost as if it didn't really happen unless the other person remembers it too. And if they do remember it, you feel this flood of relief, which is why so often people will say to you, do you remember this? And even though you don't, you'll say, oh yeah, I remember. Because you know that if you don't remember, it's like stealing something from the other person, who needs to share the memory to make it real. It's why when families gather, they remember people who are departed and they tell stories about them because it makes them real. Memory really does bring people back to life. Since, after all, sooner or later, each one of us will be only or maybe just a memory. And then, as we know, we'll be subject to all the vagaries of human memory, which means that in this world, we won't last forever. You know that the greatest work on memory in some ways in human history, and certainly in the 20th century, was written by a Jew, Proust. And the first translation of Proust's great work was called Remembrance of Things Past. That was taken out of Shakespeare because all the volumes were titled from Shakespeare by Proust's first translator. But when it was retranslated more accurately as In Search of Lost Time. And between those two titles, you can hear the difference. One is Things You Remember, and the other is Things You Search For That Are Lost. I remember my father. I can only search for the memory of my grandfather, whom I never knew. And all of us, in our lives and in our memories, we have memories that we cherish, that we know, that we share, that we can bring to life, and then there are times lost to us of people we know of or may have heard of or presume existed, but we have no memory. And so we turn to the one who is called on Yom Kippur Zocher Kol HaNishkachot, the one who remembers everything forgotten, and that's God. And what is everything forgotten? We are, all of us, sooner or later. And so the Jewish people as a people, strange as it sounds, turns to God and says, come on, you remember. Maybe no one else remembers my grandfather, but you remember. Maybe no one else remembers those who died, or those who were killed, or generations past, who no longer have a name in this world, who don't have a yahrzeit candle, who don't have someone to go to their grave, but God, you remember. There is no one living who has any recollection of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, but God, you remember. And because God remembers, we are not alone in our memories, and we are not fleeting in this world we endure. The Yizkor prayer is really a prayer not only for the people we have lost, but for ourselves, to keep us alive through the only immortality that exists in this world, which is the immortality of memory. That's what we hope for. That's what we pray for. That's what our tradition teaches us, that God gives as a blessing to every soul that passes through this world and is forgotten here, but is remembered in God. We begin the Yizkor service with Adonai.